On today's show, music, sex, and intrigue. That's right, we're talking about humming fish.
Humming like,
More like a motorboat drone. You see, during mating season, male midshipman fish excavate nests and then start humming by rapidly contracting the muscles on their swim bladder, hoping to lure the silent midshipman females to lay eggs in their nests. After the female deposits all her eggs, she swims away, leaving the male to fertilize and guard them until they hatch and mature. In the meanwhile, the male starts humming again, hoping to lure additional females and add more eggs to his nest.
Okay, but where's the intrigue?
Well, not all midshipman males can hum, just those known as type 1 males. The smaller type 2 males, then, can't attract females on their own. Instead, they linger around the type 1 male's nests, darting in and out and fertilizing eggs on the sly.
Clever.
But what they lack in attractiveness, the type 2 males make up in their capacity for reproduction. Their gonads can comprise up to 15% of their body weight, compared to 1% for the type 1 males. The equivalent would be 22.5-pound testes on a 150-pound human male.
Now there's an image I don't need.
Anyway, scientists are interested in humming fish because of what they can teach about hearing. For example, the way female fish zero in on a particular hum may eventually help us understand how humans focus on a particular sound. Plus, by studying the way hormones affect the midshipman fish's ability to sing, scientists hope to learn about the general mechanisms by which the same hormones influence behavior in other animals, including humans.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Troy Smith in biology. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.